T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Where are you a resident of?
I'm in the Elmwood Village.
Oh, okay. So pretty much since I was born, and probably even before, there's been talk about, is the Skyway really necessary for Buffalo? Why do you think it has picked up at least the conversation of really figuring out whether we need this here has picked up so much in the past couple of years?
Okay. So the Skyway has hit a new height in its popularity of what to do with it, because not only is the waterfront finally expanding and we're seeing a future down there, but we also were seeing 2 years and millions of dollars spent on making it a safe road for us to travel on. Chunks were flying off and it was really in disrepair, and it really looks great. It's been resurfaced, it's been painted and all kinds of things. So it looks better than it ever than it has in many years. It's going to be 65 years old. And it's like an art sculpture. It's like an art piece. So it has this really cool visual effect. It has become antiquated only for the reason that developers see those dollar signs, and Buffalo has been touted as one of the cities that is going to be the place to live for global warming. So we had all these little possibilities. I really hope we have urban planners that get it right, because we've done it backwards quite a few times and we can't say oops again.
When you say get it right, does that mean in your mind tear down the elevated structure of the Skyway and allow for development on the waterfront? Or are you not really sure what you want? You just want to see a viable option and then kind of figure it out.
The Skyway is on land that can be developed for the boom of Buffalo to happen again. For my love of Buffalo, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I would be for the Skyway to come down. I've always loved the Skyway. I've never wanted to see it go anywhere. But in the 50 years from now, I'm looking at that point, and I do think that it's the right thing to do at this point.
Now,
there
is an interesting balance, though, because while I think most people in Western New York would consider it to be an eyesore, especially when you are in the waterfront, the canal side area. It's an eyesore for it to kind of be there. It's definitely a blockage towards further expansion of the waterfront. But at the same time, it does serve a very real purpose in getting people from the South Towns into the city. Exactly. So talk about the balance there and, what needs to happen for it to be a good balance.
Okay. So one of the aspects of the Skyway is that it moves 46,000 cars daily to and from and in and out of Buffalo. So we have to come up with another highway system of some sort that will move that many people. It all can't go to the 190, and it certainly can't all drive its way through the first ward through Smith and those roads down there. I'm a proponent of a tunnel. I know it's the most expensive way to go, but I really think a tunnel that goes underground, we won't have to deal with snow removal, and the metro system can go alongside it while they're digging that big hole underground. They can now take the metro out to the South Towns, to the stadium, leave the stadium out in Orchard Park, do not bring it into the city, and make it a viable transit system that goes to UB, that brings the people to and from the suburbs and to the city. That's where we need people, is in the city.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.